Okay, guys. Simon Reis Lamed Vav Berkas Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis.
Wait, did we finish the other
Simon? Number one.
No, Dalet.
Oh, you guys didn't pick. Okay, Reis Lamed Halad Siv Dalet. I'm sorry, I thought I finished this. Reis Lamed Hey Siv Dalet. Hakor Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis Achar Shel Adam Roshachar Kodam Anei Tzachama. If one reads Kriyat Shema Varvis after already Amud HaShachar, after dawn, but before Netzachama, Lo Yotze Yidei Chovasa. He's not Yotze, Ela Inkein Haya Onus, unless he had some type of Onus, could go in Shikor, he was drunk, Uchola, he was sick, Uki Yotze Ben, or anything like that. But Onus Shekara Az, if you're an Onus, never you have the hatred to read between Amud HaShachar and Netzachama, Lo Yomar Hashkivinu, you don't say the bracha of Hashkivinu, because Hashkivinu, it's only when it's a time that people go to sleep, and people don't go to sleep between Loz Shachar and Nates. The Kevin Shalot of Shachar ain't as man Shchiva. Aval Shara Brachos, but the rest of the Brachos, that is Shtayim Shlif Nekri Hashma, Berkas Amesim Amuna, Adash Kivenu, Omer. But the rest of the Brachos, which is the two before Kriyat Shema, and Amesim Amuna, Tilash Kivenu, those Brachos you do go ahead and say. Okay, now we finish Simon Reish Lamed. Hey, let's move on to Simon Reish Lamed Vav. Birkas Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So before we read Siv Aleph, the Mishorori points out in Siv Katan Aleph that Minig Lomar V'Hurachum Kodom Tfilas Arvis. Before we say Tmar, the Minig is to say V'Hurachum. Why do we say V'Hurachum Yichaber Avon L'Yeshchis? So there's a couple reasons brought by the tour. It's not actually the tour, I believe, is in Reish Lamed Zayin, but the tour brings down a couple reasons. One reason is the fact that since there's no Tamid, there's no Korban Tamid at Marav. There's only Korban Tamid by Shachas and Mincha, and the Korban Tamid is brought to Mechaper. Therefore, since there's no Korban Tamid by Marav, therefore we say V'hurachum Yichaper Avon L'lo Yashchit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Kapar to our Avonos, and that should be in the place of the Korban Tamid since there's no Korban Tamid. That's one reason. Another reason is that there used to be a minhag that since people sometimes sin during the day, at the end of each day, they would do some type of malchus to themselves. Just like in Erev Yom Kippur, they bring down a Shulchan Aruch, that there's an Indian to do 39 malchus. Not heavy malchus, but there was some type of minute that people used to do the same thing every night in order to do that. And since a person, while he was getting malchus, would say V'hurachum three times over, therefore also at Marav, we had the minhag to say V'hurachum Yichaper, or it's just in the place of those malchus, we say V'hurachum Yichaper Avon L'Yashchit. Those are some of the reasons why we say V'hurachum at night. Okay, Sif Aleph. Be'er Mevarach Shtayim Lifnei Kriyat Shema Shtayim L'Achareha. At night time, we say two brachos before Kriyat Shema and two brachos after Kriyat Shema. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. After he says the minhag is to say berachum, he says v'da. D'mad d'mishnah Mevor L'albasim Minun Dal Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yidgel Moshim Achronim. Da'acher Baruchu Dino Kamsa Perak. That once you say Baruchu, the din is like you're in the middle of a Birkas Kriyat Shema. So therefore, after the bracket, it says, de ein l'chalik bein shachar s'larvis. The same din would apply also by Marav. Ulefi zeh, tzarech lizar ma'ot shelo saper achar baruchu d'arvis. It's also to speak after you say baruchu. Don't think, since I didn't start baruch yet of the bracha, therefore I could really talk now. Once you say baruchum, it's like you're in the middle of the paragraph. Afilu kol m'shit chalavar bracha rishona, and therefore it's usher to speak at that point. Siv Beis, ein l'saper ben gulu d'arvis l'tfila. One should not speak between gulu l'tfila of arvis. The af hanoagin lomar shmona tzay pesukim v'yiru einenu. That's bracha sham liolam. Ein lahafsik bein yiru einenu l'tfila. One should not have a hafsik between yiru einenu l'tfila. Umiu mashem machrish shle atzibar rosh chodesh bein kaddish l'tfila zarvis. When they said kriyma yalo v'yavo after kaddish, lo avi hafsik. That's not considered a hafsik. Kevin shu tzarach l'tfila. That's tzarach l'tfila. V'chein yachol omar baruchu lahotzi mishu lo shama v'lo avi hafsik. And also, one is allowed to say baruchu in order to be motzei someone who's not here, and that also would not be a hafsek. I don't know when they would be saying this baruchu, but it's not a hafsek. V'ayin la'al simin samach tes. Over there, it talks about Paras al Kriyashma. Ra'isi medaktikin nogu la'amo kishomrim hayud chetz psukim shal baruch Hashem li'olam. The Ramah brings down, there's a minhag that people would stand up when they say Baruch Hashem Yolam, minag yafo, it's a nice minag, ki nisknu b'makom tefillah shemar esrei, the tukah was put in the place of tefillah shemar esrei, the alkein roi la'amod b'an kamo tefillah, therefore you should stand up just like when you daven shemar esrei. So a couple of ha'ars over here. Number one, in Eretz Yisrael, the minag was not established to say Yerein. And we do not say Baruch Hashem Yolam, Amen, Amen, Herod in Eretz Yisrael. And also, Ben Chutzar, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is for him also not to say that in Tefillah at all. Also, when he's here in Eretz Yisrael. Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutzar, as Rabbi Nevinson points out, it's there Masa Psukim. He says, Be'eretz Yisrael lo nogu lomar Psukim Yerein. Enu? V'nir, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, Abal Chutzar. Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutzar, it's Chas V'Shalom. V'dayt l'achzor, Be'zat Hashem, lo yom rein. He does not say these psukim. Ach lo yer letzibur shein armor. He should not do what some people like to do. As soon as they get to Baruch Hashem, they stand up and they pacing around the room, obviously showing that off that they're not saying Baruch Hashem Yolam. That one would not do. Instead, the posukim say the best thing for one a ben etzel going to chutzlat, or if someone has a minig not to say it, what he should do is try and lengthen his birchas kriyat shema or his kriyat shema. So the fact that he would end his Hashkiveinu, when they're going to end Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen Amen, so therefore it looks like he's davening just like they're davening, and when they get to the Kaddish and ready for Shemot Esrei, he's ready at the same time. It's a school to have a good Kavana in Kriyat Shema. Say it slowly. Anyways, that is what the Posim say for Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutzart. Interesting, Shar Tzion Dalid points out that if you first look in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kadosh Zayin, he says on the fact that you could call out Yalav Yavol, he says V'lav Dafkali Krola Hakri Shu Rosh Chodesh, not Lav Dafk that Shu Darais, not only because it's Darais of Rosh Chodesh, Olah Hakri Tal Matar Shemitu Tzarech Lasser, Elafila Hakri Alanisim Shaper Dami, even announce Alanisim, that's also okay. The Alpha Gafshin Yitu Gankein Tzarech Lasser, even though if they make a mistake, you do not have to go back. The Mikol Makom Tzarech Tefila, it's also Tzarech Tefila. And only over there you're allowed to have a hasik. But if he's in Gverkas Kriyatra Ben Aprokim, then he can't announce anything. And Shar Tzion Dalit says, Vidafka Ba'arvis. It's Dafka and Marv you could announce between Gula and Tefillah. Dismichas Gula Tefillah Shalom. Lo Chomer Kulei Hai Mishun Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. Since Tefillah Sarvis really make our din is only Rishus. Therefore, the Smiach's Gula Tefillah Marv is not as strong. Aval Ben Gula Tefillah De Shachris Chamir Tefeva Aser. Therefore, the Shar Tzion Pasim will be Aser to announce things between Gula Tefillah of Shachris. The Ramah, as we pointed out, says the best thing to do is stand if you're saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down between B'Shem Kama Achronim Harbi Achron Sivkan Yod that the best thing is not to stand. The best thing is to sit. For basically the reverse far of the Ramah. The Ramah said it was in place of Shemona Esrei, therefore you should stand. And he says you should daven sit, so make it look like you're not davening Shemona Esrei, like you're not Yotzi or Shemona Esrei, and therefore you should go ahead and sit down. And that's the minhag to sit down for that. Okay. Sif Gimel. Matzah Tzibor Shakar Kriyat Shema Rotzin Lamo Lutzfilo. You find the tzibor, they're in the middle of saying Kriyat Shema, and they want to get up and start davening Shemona Esrei. Yit palala mehem, you should go ahead and daven with them. Ve'achar kach yikar Kriyat Shema in Berchosa, and afterwards say Kriyat Shema in Berchosa. For the fact that we just said before that Tzmichas Gula Lutzfilo at Marv is not as chomer as by Shachars, and therefore even though by Shachars we don't allow you to do this, and we say Tzmichas Gula Tefillah is even more important than Tefillah B'Tzibor, over here we're going to say Tefillah B'Tzibor at night is even more important than Tzmichas Gula Tefillah, and then therefore you should go ahead and skip Birkas Kriyat Shema and Shema and go right into Shemona Esrei. This is all we are magdir. What does it mean for Tefillah B'Tzibor? What does it mean to daven Tefillah B'Tzibor? Okay, if you start 1 second afterwards, that Kimat Lekulei Alma is going to be still Tefillah B'Tzibor. So what are you thinking of? So we were mad there back in when we were talking about Tefillah B'Tzibor. The Rav Nevinson said that Hagdara would be that obviously you don't know exactly where everyone's holding, but you would assume that 10 people are still holding in the first 3 brachas of Shemona Esrei. three brachas are all considered like one long bracha, and therefore, as long as you think 10 people are still holding the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you could, if you start at that point, that's still considered tefillah b'tzibur legamrei, and therefore, if you can mashar that you'll be able to finish Birkos Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, even by skipping Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, you're allowed to skip Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen in this case in order to get, let's say, with the tzibur. If you can mashar, you could do all that, and the tzibur would not be at a point where less than 10 people would still be saying the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you could go ahead and start Birkos Kriyat Shema at that point. And if you think that if you, the tzibur is stopping so fast that you can't keep up with them, go ahead and start Marv earlier than them. You can say Baruch in the middle of Birkos Kriyat Shema. Go ahead and start Marv earlier in order that you get Tefillah B'Tzibur with the tzibur. Yeah.
So I'm saying that according to like the Mishnah Berurah, Zoe has all three. She does
with the
Shabbat
team
and
the Grah. Yeah.
And he said that you only have to dive in three
other
Shemoneh Esrei with the
Tzibor,
then you really wouldn't have to catch up with them, right?
Well, that's only when they're Davi Marv early. And you know, everyone agrees that the best thing to do is this way. If Haigon was saying when they're Davi Marv early, that's an
Eitzah. But what's better, to dive with the Tzibor or to catch up?
Dive down with the Tzibor. Everyone agrees to dive with the Tzibor. Okay. Okay. And Sif Dalad, Achar Shomer Ma Yisrael Omer Amin Achar Birchas Atzo Shitas Mechaber Herli Shitaso, in all places that an ending bracha, the last bracha in a set of brachos, you say Amin to your own bracha. V'lo Yane Amin Achar Birchas Amelch Bichvodo. But you don't say it after Amelch Bichvodo. That was added later on. However, the Ramah Vayin Le'el Simin Reish Ted Vav, where the Ramah over there argues, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkan Ted Zayin, that we never say Amen after one of our brachas. The only exception is of Bonei Brachim Av Yerushalayim Amen in Berakas Amazel. All other places we never say Amen to our own bracha. Okay, Simin Reish Lamed Zayin, Seir Tefilas Arvis, Ein Shlei Atzibur Chozer Tefilas Arvis, Ve'enof Na Pnei Lachar Arvis, Shlei Atzibur does not do Chozer Shashas Marav. Because since Tefillas Marav was a Roshos, even though we're Koveya upon ourselves that it's like Chova nowadays, nevertheless, it was not taken upon ourselves also to do Chazar Shashas. Therefore, we do not do Chazar Shashas, and we do not fall on our face, we're not doing the Tefillas Apayim after Shkia. And therefore, if you dive Mincha close to Shkia, we've talked about earlier on in Chabura also, that if you're going to dive and it's going to get close to Shkia, it's going to be at Shkia, we do not say Tachlin altogether, we leave it out. What? You can say Elaine, it's not wrong. The Pisrei Tshuvas. No. Pisrei Tshuva brings down over here, Bishim Kamach Rorim and Renevitzel said also you can rely on this if you need to, that the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, you could rely on the fact that if you only have six people listening, if only six people are done with their Shemoneh Esrei, you could go ahead and say the Kaddish if you need. It's better to have a minion, and it's even better to wait for everyone if possible. But you could rely on six people if you really need. Okay. Shartzian Aleph brings down the Be'er Heitev. It's in the Be'er Heitev also. It's in later on in the Be'er Heitev. But over here, Shartzian brings down Kotev Be'er Heitev and Sifkan Aleph. She'ein Likro Mikro Belaila. One should not learn Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shabbichtav, and nighttime. Oprima God the Mashad Yachol Likro Mikro. V'nira Dafilu L'machmir and Leis Bazei. Surah Tzan Isser El Shalachila Yotar Lil Mod Mikro B'yom. It's better to learn Torah Shabbichtav a day. V'novea Dabar Zev Mad Dita V'medra Shai HaKadosh Baruch Lo Min Emoshim Mikro B'yom V'mishnah B'layla. And Sephardim take this very seriously, that they do not learn Mikro at night. However, Ashkenazim are less serious about it, and they hold that you could learn Mikra at night. And as Rav Nevinsel points out, Dibur Asal Ain, Vim Ain Lo Esheru Lemo Torah Shabbal Peh. If you can't learn Torah Shabbal Peh right now, Od Viv Shiel Mo Mikra. It's much better to learn Torah Shvichtav. Lo Yivatel Torah Chas Hashem than to Mivatel Torah Chas Hashem. And therefore, if one wants to read Mikra, he wants to read Talmud. He wants to just read the parasha, that's fine. And once you know, if one's doing Shana Mikra with Perush Rashi, that's already not Torah Shvichtav, that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Once you bring in Perushim from Chazal, then and the Rishonim, that's already Torah Shabbal Peh. Okay, Simon Reish Lamed Chet. Likvo itim la Torah b'layla. You should have kvias of learning at night. Sarach lizar b'limon alayla yoter mishal yom. You should even be more careful with your limon at night even more than at day, we're very good at this yeshiva. Mevatlo ancha merubo. And if one is mevatlo Torah, if mevatlo Torah says he a night, his onus will be great. Some of the reasons are, as the Mishnah Berurah being down in Sifkot and Aleph, the Rambam says v'katav v'Rambam. It's right in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Aleph. V'huva b'yardeya simin reish memvav harotza lizkos b'kitra shal Torah. Someone wants to be zocha in the ketra to shir Torah, which everyone has a shaychus to. B'kol le'losav the yizar b'kol le'losav. One should be careful with every single one of his nights. V'lo yabed afilu achas, man, not to lose out even on one of them. B'sheina v'achilu shtia v'sichla giotzebeh, just by sleeping and eating and drinking at night, one should not lose out of his nights. He should make sure he learns every night. And also a famous Gemara you'll see in Perek Chelek. Tani Bays and Sivkot and Bays, Mr. Burby Zadan. Kol Bayit Shein Divrei Torah Nishmayim B'Vilayla. Any house that does not have Torah that's heard at night there, Eish Ochal Tov. A burning fire will come and consume that house. V'ita Perakamet Da'avos, Zilom Mosi Yosef, Zvayim Magan Avram, Dlashena Sa'adim B'Layla, Ein Lezeh Shir Kavua. Magan Avram brings down how much does one sleep. It's not really a set amount of time. Elotoli B'Chol Adam L'Fi Koach B'Yoso. Every person should mishare in himself how much time he has to sleep at night. Yaakopon Moishtaka B'Shina Yotir Medai. He should not do too much. Ugedita Misha in Sanhedrin Perek Chetz. The Shena L'Tzadikim. When Tzadik can sleep, Ra Lahem V'Ra La'olam. It's bad for them. It's bad for the world. Uperish Rashi. V'Mnei Shena Oskim Torah. Because at that time, Tzadikim should be learning Torah. And instead, they're sleeping. And therefore, Tzadikim should not sleep the only amount that they really need to sleep. Okay, see the base. Im yesh lo chol kavu l'mo kach v'kach l'yom v'yatar b'yom v'lo yishlimo. If you have a certain amount you set to yourself that you should be learning every day, and for some reason you were tarot that day and you're not going to have a chance to learn it that day, and you're not finished, yashlimano b'layla miyad, you should go ahead and right away at nighttime finish up what you didn't get to accomplish during the day. That's Simen Reish Lamed Chet. You should be careful with learning at nighttime. Simen Reish Lamed Tet. Din Kriyat Shema Al Mitoso. Kora Al Mitoso Parsha Rishona Shel Shema U'mevarach HaMapil Chev Leishena Al Einai. You should read on your bed at least the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema and the bracha of HaMapil Chev Leishena Al Einai. V'ikar Kriyat Shema Samach Limitoso. You should say Kriyat Shema close to the time you're going to sleep. V'ein Oklim V'shotim V'lo Medabrim Achar Kriyat Shema Shal Mitoso Al Yisha Miyan. One should not eat or drink or speak after Kriyat Shema Shal Mitaso, rather you should go to sleep right away. Shenamar Amru Bilvavchem Al Mishkavtem V'domu Sel. V'ayin Lel Simen Samach Gimel Imoto Likros Kishu Shochev. Look over there at Simen Samach Gimel if you could read Kriyat Shema while lying down. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. V'imkara Kriyat Shema V'lo Yuchol Lisham Yad. If you read Kriyat Shema already and you can't fall asleep, as Chozav Rekor Kavpamim, you should read over and over again Kriyat Shema Zeh Arzah Ad Shishtaka B'Shena until you overcome by sleep. Mishiach Kriyaso Samach Lishnaso, or as Rabina says, bring a Gemara to bed. And I'll help you also. V'ein Mivarchin Al Kriyat Shema Shal Mitaso. One should not make the bracha of Kriyat Shema. V'ein Mivarchin Al Kriyat Shema Shal Mitaso. We do not make, there's no special bracha on the Kriyat Shema Shal Mitaso. And then he brings out a bunch of things that were added on later on, some by the Gaonim. V'amar Yoshib said to Elyon, V'yamar Hashem Marubu Sarayad Lashav Yeshua, V'yamar Baruch Hashem Ayom, Baruch Hashem Alayla, Baruch Hashem Mishofmenu, Baruch Hashem Mekumenu, V'yamar Hashem El HaSatan, Yigar Ba, V'cha HaSatan, Hashem Yishmar Rechem, Yatav Yadol, let me see all the things they're talking about, that all about Shmira, just like Kriyat Shema Alamita's about Shmira. So to our these Pesukim, Yadcha Avki Ruchi, Vomri Baracha Hashem, Av Yasem Lecha Shalom, Yomar Ashkivenu Atzamach Lechatima. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about over here in Hilchos Birkas Hamav. Number one, when do we say Hamakil? When do you say Hamakil Kriyat Shema Alamita? One, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're sleeping during the day, you do not say it. From Nevin Saul points out in Dior Masel Korei, he says that Yashim B'Tchilas Halayla Shnas Keva B'Mitaso. If one is planning on taking a Shnas Keva in his bed at the beginning of the night, 8 o'clock at night, he wants to take a good sleep in his bed. V'Omer V'Amur L'Torer V'Achar Lasa L'Yishol Shnas Keva. He's planning on waking up 10 o'clock and learning until 12 o'clock and then going back to sleep for the night. So when does he say Amapil? So Yikra Kriyat Shema Shalamita Lifnei Hashena Rishona. He should read Kriyat Shema the first time, before the first sleep. Vafiluhu Imhu Lifnei Tfilas Arvis. Even if he has not davened Ma'arv yet, he should still read Kriyat Shema Shalamita also and Amata. Ukshakam Mishenaso. When he wakes up from the sleep, Yitol Yadav. He should wash Negel Vasa below Bracha. What? One second. What?
I'm reading from
Nevin Saldi or Masal Kore. It says, Birkaz HaShachar Yomar Laniyasita Lachar Shina Achrona. Birkaz HaShachar, you should wait till after the second sleep. U Birkaz HaTor Yomar Bechol Pam Shemitor Mishinasa Belailo. I don't want to get this into too much depth, but if you were at the shir and staying up all night, then we got this more, and it's really when it's early for earlier on. The Minhag HaOlam is not to make a Birkaz HaTor when one sleeps during the day, even a Shnas Kavua. But at night, if you have a Shnas Keva, you make Birkas HaTorah. And Rav Nevin point out, even if you have a few Shnas Kevas at night, every time you wake up, you say a new Birkas HaTorah, and that's what comes out, Allah Lamaisa, when you learn up the Sugya. So that's when you should do it if you're going to be sleeping a couple of times at night. Once again, if you sleep during the day, no Amapil, and no Birkas Kriyat Shema. Which one do you say first? Do you say Amapil first or Kriyat Shema first? 2 days brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And Sipan Beis says Melashon Hashulchan Aruch Masha the Birkas Amapil Omer Acher Kriyat Shema Kishdei Shdei Bracha Smucha Lashena. That makes a lot of sense. You should make the bracha of Amapil, then go straight into the sleep. However, V'yesh Miachronim Shiskim Shibarach Birkas Amapil Kodem. First you say Birkas Amapil first. V'Acher Kach Kriyat Shema V'Yeter Pesukei the Rachmi. Because really you're asking for the Shmira. You want the Shmira right before you go to sleep, and that's what Kriyat Shema is all about. Halach Lamaitza, both Rav Berkowitz and Rav Nevenzal said you could choose either one, whichever one you want is a fine minhag.
Who's the first
pick? Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now the main thing to Mavar over here is what is Birkas HaMapil, and what comes out of this is a lot of Halacha Maisa. This also should sound familiar if you're at the Shir of staying up all night. And the Nafki Minyan thing is, what kind of Hefsik is Mutter between Birkas HaMapil and going to sleep? So, Yesh Lachor. Is Birkas HaMapil like a bracha of Birkas HaNenin or Birkas HaMitzvah, that once you say the bracha, you must fulfill the mitzvah or get the hana right away, and it's usur to do anything until you do that, right? You make the bracha of Tikiya Shofar, you're not allowed to do anything until you start blowing the shofar, okay? You make a bracha on an apple, you can't do anything until you take the bite and swallow a little bit of the apple. Okay, is HaMapil like that? Or is Birkas HaMapil like, for instance, many of the Birkas HaShachar, that we make the Birkas HaShachar in the morning, even though we don't get the Hana, let's say. Even though you're not necessarily the example is, even though you don't hear a rooster crowing, nevertheless, you could still go ahead and make this bracha, even though you're not going to get this Hana. Which one is it like? And this is a big machlokas achroim brought down in the Bir Alacha, Dibur Masa Samach Limitasa. It says, Va'ayin b'chai Adam, at the beginning of the Bir Alacha, Va'ayin b'chai Adam shemitzade lomar, da'filu lo'aya yochol acharkach klal lishon, gankin ina brach levatala. Even if you're not going to fall asleep, don't worry about it. Your Birkas HaMapil is not levatala. Da'al min hagol shol olam umivarach. It's just al t'minag olam that we make the bracha, we're giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about sleeping, but it's not really kashur that you have to actually fall asleep. It's obviously you say it when you're ready to go to sleep, just like you say, in the morning, some of the time where a rooster normally crows. So to over here, you say it before you go to sleep, but even if you do not fall asleep, it's not a bracha levatala, it's not a problem. However, the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, la'nias daiti tzarch in baza. Achari the bracha zu mevarach al atzmo, he's referring to himself. It's a bracha zayachi. The Mishnah Berurah is referring to Shari Tshuva over there that talks about certain Birkas HaShachar. We do not allow you to say if you're not gonna make. Like what? Like when you stay up all night, we make sure that someone is Yotzi, is Motzi you in the bracha of Elokai Neshama and the bracha of Ma'avir Sheinah Mi'Afapai. Because we are afraid by those brachas, it's not just on the Minhag HaOlam. It's not if you didn't get the Anah. Only if you got the Anah, then you're allowed to make the bracha. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim is passing Halacha L'Maaseh more like that, And he's saying that the bracha of a mapil is going on the sleep itself. And if you're not going to fall asleep, if you know you're not going to fall asleep, don't make the bracha because it will be a bracha levatala. And therefore, bein the bracha and going to sleep, one is not allowed to have a hefsik according to the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah Kimat says it's mefurish also in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, in Sif Katan Dalad, he says, Acher Kriyat Shema. If one only read Kriyat Shema, he says, V'im Talib Vishos Ladabra Eze Inim Nachutz. If he just said Kriyat Shema and now he wants to eat or drink, he really needs something to eat or drink, Nir Shabutr, it's Mutr. Ach Yachzor Vikra Parsha Shema, just as long as you say Kriyat Shema. Achein, however, in Kvar Omar Birchas Amapil, if you already said Birchas Amapil, you're Zorim Yizah. Don't do this. Ki Yafzik Bein HaBracha LaShena, because you're going to have a Hefzik between the Bracha and the Shena. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is passing it. It's mamish like a birchas anenin. Don't do any hefsek. And I saw in the sefer of Dolol Mashka, B'shem Rav Chaim, who brings Charles Jewish from Rav Chaim Kinievsky, he takes this Mishnah Berurah to the umpteenth degree, passing like this Mishnah Berurah, and he takes it to the most extreme as possible. So much so, if one had to go to the bathroom between a mapil and Kriyat Shema, he says, you're not allowed to say Birkas HaShir Yatzar. Therefore, he says, what should you do? You should go to sleep for a couple minutes first, and therefore your bracha is chal already, then you can go to the bathroom and say HaShir Yatzar. And then, now, all of that, if you hear lightning or thunder, don't make the bracha on the lightning and thunder. You're not allowed to eat or drink. He takes us to the extreme. That is how the seemingly like the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and Briskers even take it to even more of an extreme. Briskers take it to such an extreme that they don't say a mapil. They don't say a mapil with Shem Hashem because they're afraid they're not going to fall asleep. Therefore, Briskers don't say a mapil. That is one mahalach over here in Birkas Hamapil. However, many of the Achronim, including the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Kadim Vav, paskin like the Chayi Adam. They pass on Chayi Adam Mefurish, that it's really Al Minhag HaOlam, and you really don't have to worry about Hefzik, and therefore, if one obviously has to say Asher Yatzar, it's Motar, if you need really hungry or really thirsty, go ahead, and that was not a problem. And even if you had to speak, there's something important that you have to tell someone, your wife, someone else, you have to tell something that was very important, then you could go ahead and make and do these things, because it's really not a Hefzik in between them. And I'd like to say that the third sheet is really the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach goes and Rav Neman Saul. That the etzem, we try our best to be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah. And we pass on halacha lemaisa like the Mishnah Berurah, that one should not be have any hafsekas. But when it comes to mitzvahs like Asher Yotzar or Berchas Re'emim, like a thunder or lightning, or you really need, so if you feel a strong desire that you have to eat or drink, you can go ahead and make the brachos, it's not a problem. And Rav Neman Saul told me also, let's say you told your mother you were supposed to call her, and then you said, I'm Apple, and you forgot, oh, I forgot to call my mother. You go ahead and call her, out to Kibbut Avaim. That would be another good example. However, when it comes to speaking to someone else, one should definitely try and be machmer as much as possible, not to say anything to someone. Once you know, just like I pointed out before, Shem Rav Chaim Kinievsky before. But if you did fall asleep for a couple of minutes, your bracha is already chal already, and you do not have to. You don't have to worry about it more, and you could even answer your phone, and you could do other hafsekim after that zonering. Let me just finish up the a couple more minutes, and then we'll finish, and then I'll take questions. Okay, that is the three shitas halacha lemaisa. We normally and that. Choosing between three shita, there's three strong shita. The Mishnah Berurah, there's one shita seeming like the Chayi Adam, is the other shita. Many Achronim go like, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arvach and Rav Neman Saul seem like the middle shita that one should try and be machmid as much as possible on the Mishnah Berurah. But in case of need of mitzvos and brachos, you can go ahead and say them. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sikon Vav points out that. The Mermal pointed out that look over there, to know if you could say Kriyat Shema Alamita while lying down. And Rish of the Mishnah Berurah points out over here is if you're, let's say, Davin Mar early, and right now you want to be Yotzei, your Chovah of Kriyat Shema, your Mitzvah Daraisa, together with your Kriyat Shema Alamita, obviously then you have to sit up for sure. But if you're not being Yotzei or Mitzvah right now, you're allowed to go ahead and lie down. That's what Rav Neman Saul also told me. One could be, the Mishnah Berurah brings out two days over here. He brings out V'yesh Machmir and Lechatchila in the first words of the next page. However, Rav Neman Saul says you could rely on the first opinion, and one is allowed to say Kriyat Shema while lying down. Fine. In the end of that Mishnah Berurah of Sikon Vav, He says, very important. Din v'yesh lo la'odom lahargil atzal lishkav al tzido dafka. One should mimrogil himself that he should dafka try and sleep on his side. The iser gadol lishkav praktan. It's aser lishkav praktan. What is praktan? The hainu shemushlach al gabo on your back. Upon of lamala, or shupon of tuchos lamata, or your face is straight down on the middle. Either of those ways, body down or body up, is a problem. That's considered praktan. On your side is the way a frumi yid is supposed to try and sleep as much as possible. If you can't sleep on your side, consult your local Orthodox rabbi. But one should try and be makban on this. I even saw, and I think a piece of truth was brought down, that if you see someone sleeping praktan, you should wake him up. Or Nevinsel said not to do that. You don't have to wake him up. Let him continue sleeping. And if one just wants to lie down, Rav Nevinsel also said in Lakula that if one just wants to lie down, he's not planning on going to sleep. He's just like lying on the couch or something. He's allowed to lie on his back if he would like. Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Tet. Another couple of interesting dinim over here. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Tet says Katva Svarim, second wide line. One should do a cheshbon nefesh before he goes to sleep at night. So he's a first Mishnah Berurah that you should try and do this. And you find during your day you did an avera, you should do tshuva. You should admit your sin. You should call yourself not to do it anymore. Especially common types of averas, kigon chanifos. Shkarim, Litzanos, Lashon Hara, Vechein Avam, Bittul Torah, Tzichim, Bidika, Biyoter. You have to look at these things very carefully and decide if you did them, you should try and do tshuva on them before you go to sleep. Then he brings down, and this is really the makor for the first paragraph in a lot of the Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Almita, the Ribono Shalom. He says, Gam Roy Lim Chol, Chol Misha Chata Kenegdo Vitziyaro. You should try and give mechila to anyone who might have bothered you or did something bad to you during the day. And that you really, or recall yourself that you really forgive the person, you'll have arichas yom. And then it brings down Amru Chazal Hayashin Mebayis Yechidu Vahainu Balayla. If someone sleeps in a house by himself at night, Ochasto Lilis, which is some type of shade, which is not good things. Ubayis Hainu Cheder, and a bayis is even a cheder. So sleeping in a room by yourself at night is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. That's why they give you roommates here in yeshiva. Anyways, if you look in Rav Nevinsel, Dir Masa Ochasto, he says Ein Chashash Becheder Sagor Veino Nol. This is only if the door is locked. If it's closed, it's not a problem. O Becheder Muar Ein Chashash Lishon Yechidi B'Sukkah. And also, you don't have to worry about sleeping in a sukkah by yourself. Sharei Yoshin Mitzel Amuna, because he's sleeping in the shade of Amuna. V'Shomer Mitzel Lo Yodei Davara. And someone who's doing mitzvos will not know anything bad. There is a what?
What's so bad about it?
The shaitan will attack you? That's bad.
Lilas is bad.
Okay. Last thing in the simon, I just want to run out. I know it's late, but it's just very interesting. And Hilchos Yichud, a very interesting sharatzian that we're not passing like, but look at it. Look at Sif Gun Yadzain. He says, Lafiza. He's talking about someone who's in a house almost by himself. He says, Lafiza, Ayoshim Mechadri Yechidi. Someone sleeping in a room by himself. Ashim Vaisish Anashim Anashim. There's other men there. Tzarech Lizar Shalo Yed Nol Rak Patuch Labais. He should not lock his door. He should have it open to the rest of the house. Va'olim Nogin Lahakal Bazet. Olim is Nol Lahakal Bazet. Venirli Afla Machmir. If someone is Machmir on this, Im Vaisish Yesham Isha Lavad. There's a single woman in the house. Va'al Yedei Zeh Shia Patuch. Yeah, Isser Yichud, and he's the only one in the house. And if he would leave his door open, lock or unlock, it sounds like there would be Isser Yichud. Lo yiftechenu, do not open up. Lo yigia lo shum reyesa. Kishomretz lo yedei davara. And don't worry about these lilies. Don't worry about the shadim in this case. And you should sleep in the room by yourself. Lock the door. It's mashma from the shartzian that it is mutter for a man and a woman to be alone in the house so long as the man or the woman goes in a private room and locks the door. This is not halach lamaisa. One is not allowed to be in a house alone with a woman, even if he locks himself in a room by himself. He closes the door in a room by himself. That is not mutter halach lamaisa. Even though it's not, does not, is not masha from the shartzian. He doesn't say mefirsh. He's talking about the case, what you should do in this case. But halach lamaisa, we do not rely on this heter. That is the end of Simon Reish Lama Tess. Simon Reish Mem. Anyone, when they become a chassan, I'll be happy to learn with them. Oh, we didn't finish. Sorry. Reish Lamates. Reish Lamates. Ziv Beis. Kishi Yishil Chaluko. One is taking off his chaluk. Lo yafchenu. Mimata lumala. Shinkein nitsa gufa aram. He should not take off from matvul lamala. He should not take off in a way that will reveal his body. Alif shiteno derech rosho. Should take it off derech rosho v'yichatsa atzom v'sadino. As he's taking off from the top, he should cover himself with a blanket mitachas v'kanes v'mitoso. And then enter into his bed and should be covered all times. This is brought down already in Simon Beis and Shulchan Aruch, and we discussed it already over there. I don't want to go into length over here. Over here, this is a din in dignity. There's a lot of the Bach holds this is a din of Midas Chasidus. However, it is a good din to try and fulfill if one can. One is not chayiv to. One Eitzah is, if he does not, is unable to get dressed under the covers, is, Rav Moshe writes this, Rav Nevin Zaholdik this also, is that he can get dressed in a bathroom or a shower room, any room that normally people get undressed in, not including your bedroom, obviously, but a bathroom or a shower room, anything like that, one can get dressed and he does not have to be as makbid of uncovering that. This is a din of dignity. We have dignity in one way, one dresses and walks around, even the dormitory, shows someone's dignity. And therefore, one should be makbid on how he walks around, even in front of other people, even if he's from Chicago. Reish Simon Reish Mem. Simon Reish Mem. Eich Yinang Adol Mitash Mishmitaso. That's all we're going to read from Simon Reish Mem. When someone becomes a chassan, I'll be happy to learn with them or give the CD that I have from Hilchos Shovavim that we gave last year. But up until that point, one, guys who are single should not be going over this simon. Even though the more I talk about it, probably the more you guys are going to want to go over the simon.
It's too late.
Okay, simon reish mem aleph. We're going to go through reish simon reish mem aleph very quickly. Reish mem aleph shalom hashim arba mifnei mishtasa. Once you not go to the bathroom,
what is the
go to the bathroom in front of his bed. Echad miad varim shesone kadosh baruch. One of the things that kadosh baruch hates, hamashim mifnei mishtasa arum. One who goes to the bathroom naked in front of his bed. Hamashi with name is Taso Arum. Maybe Li Deanes will make him become poor also. Below Amram El de Mahadir Ape Lapuria. This is only if you're facing your bed. Avalibroi, if you're facing the other way, lay slambo. Then we don't care so much. Over the Mahadir Ape Lapuria, if one faces his bed, Nami Lo Armor, he also always said El Ba'ara if he's gonna go on the floor. Avalibimana, but if he's gonna do it into a Kli, lay slambo. We are not so machin. As Mr. Burrow points out over here, Mr. Burrow sleep on an Aleph. He says, "What's the simon? Minei shiratzon kadosh baruch hu adam misnayig b'derech nikiyas u'kedusha. One should be misnayig in a clean and kadosh way. V'zem misnayig atzom b'derech mius v'tinofas. And this person is a disgusting person. V'lo yuchul hashas shechina salatzol. And the shechina is not by this type of person. Once again, this is an example. This is an example of something disgusting that someone might do." One, people should obviously not act in this way and not act in any other way that is close to this. It is a davar mos, and one should not do these things. Ad kan, chelek beiz, mishabura, mazel tov, and it's a big yashikov to you guys. Thank you very much for...